to serve as the catalyst to pull the mass of the population from their 19th century habitats into the 20th century. It will then be an easier journey to move from the 20th to the 21st century, and from there, we would be in a position to join the rest of the world and operate in the same century and find our way around on our smartphones.
Why Poverty was written and presented by Elizabeth O'Haney. Well, tomorrow's essay is by the writer Bernard Hare. The series is part of a pan-BBC season of programmes on the subject of poverty. Well, that programme's tomorrow night at 10:45. Also tomorrow evening, we'll be live in Poole in Dorset to hear the Bournemouth Symphony Orchestra performing the music of Benjamin Britten, Shostakovich and Prokofiev. The orchestra's principal conductor, Kirill Karabits, conducts Britten's Canadian Overture, Prokofiev's Seventh Symphony, and they'll be joined by the violinist James Ennis to play the violin concerto by Shostakovich. We're live at the Lighthouse in Poole at 7:30 tomorrow night. Later in the week, let us whisk you off to the opera.
An unmissable Thursday afternoon on BBC Radio 3. Puccini's one-act opera Il Tabarro, The Cloak. An international cast, Daniel Harding and the Swedish Radio Symphony Orchestra in a performance given earlier in the week in Stockholm. And Dvorak and Sibelius performed live in Belfast by the Ulster Orchestra. Afternoon on 3, Thursday from 2 o'clock on BBC Radio 3.
I shall be in Glasgow on Thursday night to continue the delights as the BBC Scottish Symphony Orchestra takes you first to a sultry garden in Spain, courtesy of Rodrigo's famous guitar concerto, played by an up-and-coming talent and a member of the Radio 3 New Generation Artist Scheme. Mozart dominates. That's on Thursday night. But let me now hand you on to Fiona Talkington to continue the music here on Radio 3 with the first of this week's editions of Late Junction.
Alice is waiting in the static caravan. I'm biking down the deep lanes with Sam. Up to the cliffs where we'll fish for mackerel, just enough to fill up his satchel. And I watch the Gannis back stitching the waves, and I realize how much I don't know these days. Sam says, Dave, oh, you go on ahead. I'm gonna stay here until I've earned.
That's a trio called Until the Bird. Or I suppose to give them their full name, Until the Bird of the Soul Takes Flight from the Cage of the Body to Consort with the Nightingales of the Everlasting Garden, which is a quote from the Persian poet Samarkandi. Anyway, Until the Bird is singer and guitarist David Hawkins, trombone and accordion player Tom Harmsworth, and violinist Ruta Witkowskaita. And that song was called From a Welsh Kitchen, and that comes from their EP out this week called Dwelling. And welcome to Late Junction. I'm Fiona Talkington, here with you tonight until 12:30. It was a real pleasure to celebrate the 60th birthday of the singer Sissel Endresen in Oslo recently with a surprise concert for her. I'm always pleased whenever I play her music on Late Junction, just to find out how many people are hearing her for the first time. So I thought I'd go back this week to an album called Exile, which she recorded in 1993. On a track called Dreaming with her are Django Bates, Nils Petter Molvær, Jon Christensen, David Darling and Bugge Wesseltoft.
Come away with me through the yellow grass, see the snake tracks, hear the crickets play. Come away with me down the railroad, see the hawk dive, hear the stones hum, hear the stones hum. Hear the storm. Come away with me. Cross the blue river sea. The fish fly, hear the ocean call.
Thank you. ko ko jama ne ne jenga ko de ne ne nyara ma mi ne je ye jilo ko ko mi no ne ja ti ji pe u do u lo jana ma mi ne je ye jilo ko ko mi no ne ja ti ki jol be u lo jana ma mi ne je Ko ko fa di jumni wala ya de wala jana na mi ne jere ye jlo ko ko lo bambara sin kanne wala jana na mi ne jere yo Alhamdulillah rabbil alamin Allah Allah wadi njatige Ha fatu jumo fatu Tokoro Fatima de bint Rasulullah Njatige danibe Wasuri mama yile manane Ha goro barra sin kan kan jallo jere kap ken delio Loko ba telumbal mami bokum ulanyana mami jere Ye loko Kombi done samba ane ula jana mami ne jere Ye juloko kose lumne samba kane ula jana mami ne jere Ye juloko kombi done iba kane ula jana mami ne jere Yejuloko kombido ne khalifa sarne ula jana mami ne jere Loko ba selumbo bokara ane ula jana mami ne jere Ala jarama ane bijo ala jarama Kono non fatu jum kai jarama Fatu mi nanima Fatu mi yilli mama Wallahi ka jati ke danni be jum Ani urala assalamu alayka
From Senegal, the voice of Mansour Seck, who's perhaps best known for his collaboration with Baba Mal, but that was an example of his own guitar skills and beautiful voice in a song called Ndiat Ige, which features on a new compilation, The Rough Guide to Senegal. And just before that, Sissel Endresen and a track called Dreaming from her 1993 album Exile. Sissel's just been enjoying her 60th birthday celebration concerts in Oslo, and I hope she's beginning to realise just how much she's loved and admired around the world. The Finnish accordionist Kimmo Pohjonen has teamed up recently with Heikki Laitinen, a highly respected professor of music, composer and performer. And the title of their duo album is Murha Balladeja, or Murder Ballads. Two such lovely people making such bloodthirsty music. This ballad comes from South Ostrobothnia, where fights and feuds were common. And it's a rather gruesome and gory catalogue of fights and weapons.
Enkä minä hurjahan luonto niitä rempäätäni ala paina. No enkä minä hurjahan luonto niitä rempäätäni ala paina. Iloinen ja irti maahasta meinaan olla aina. Iloinen ja irti maasta meinaan olla aina. No lyökää nyt saatanat huukolla, kun teidän tekö mieli. Minä vaan ringissä rekkuttelet, vaikka oon näin musta ja pieni. Voi kuin se yö oli kauhia, kun juotiin ja tapeltiin. Ja pirun moosella, lehevän keululla, verta vaan kannettiin. Puukolla ja rautapuntarilla. No on mua lyöty puukolla ja rautapuntarilla. Seitsemän kertaa suolet sylis, olen hyppinyt permannolla. No seitsemän kertaa suolet sylis, olen hyppinyt permannolla. Kaksi löi helapää puukolla ja kolmas airaksella. No eikä se tarvinnut se mänty iiskaan kauan sairastella. No melto Jussin puukko oli terävä kun nuoli. Ja Härsilän Martin tallintaa se ketola Jukka kuoli. Pois on viety hallin Janne laulamasta täältä. No pois on viety hallin Janne laulamasta täältä. Kun ei se jaksanut kuunnella sitä postikellon ääntä. Ja kun ei se jaksanut kuunnella sitä postikellon ääntä. Mustalla mäellä hallin välillä posti tapettiin. Juuri samalla paikalla se Janne ammuttiin. Kahdella toista kiväärillä se ammuttiin läpi. Kaikki, jotka siinä paikalla oli, niin itkivät kun näki. Kankaan Antti se puukon nosti ja riksin siitä makso. Kankaan Antti se puukon nosti ja riksin siitä makso. Jolla sitten ruottalaisen kaulaa suonet katko. Jolla sitten ruottalaisen kaulaa suonet katko.
kankaan Antti se puukoon teetti enkliskat teräksestä, jolla veren vuoratteli sen hurriin syrämmestä. Hurri poika se maantien ojas rukoili ja huusi. Kolme poikaa suomalaista ja ruottalaisia kuusi. No hurri poika se maantien sivus rukoili ja itki. Suomalainen ruottalaista leuan ala pisti. Vaikka minä oon näin fangittu poika, niin ei saa irvistellä. Vaikka minä oon näin fangittu poika, niin ei saa irvistellä. Eikä sitä tiedä, kuka teistä vielä saa rautoja helistellä. Eikä sitä tiedä, kuka teistä vielä saa rautoja helistellä. Älä sure pappa ja älä sure mamma, vaikka poikas on rautavanki. Silloin se poika vasta tallella on, kun sen oven päällä on kanki. Älä sure Veikko ja älä sure sisko ja älä sure oma kulta. Silloin se poika vasta tallella on.
Now, 1 September, I really am going to go to their choral festival in Corsica. That's the beautiful sound of the Corsican group Affiletta from their Requiem based on traditional Corsican music. They followed on from Biosphere from a compilation called Lost in the Humming Air, music inspired by Harold Budd. And first of all, one of the murder ballads from an album bringing together Finnish accordionist Kimmo Pohjonen and folk music guru Heikki Laitinen. And there's a very gloomy picture of them on the CD. I'll try and remember to tweet that for you. And there are more sounds from Finland on Thursday's programme in the next of our series of Late Junction collaboration sessions. In fact, the Finnish Sami yoik singer Vimma, who's going to be performing with Paris-based beatboxer David X. Lovely people and some really surprising music. That's in Thursday's Late Junction. Now, some more beautiful singing next. The voice of Terry Callier, who died last month at the age of 67. Many of you will know him from more recent collaborations with Massive Attack and Beth Orton. But go back to the early 60s and a young man in his 20s who sounded like this.
So long at the fair, my Johnny, so long at the fair. He promised to buy her a sack of blue ribbon to tie up her bonnet brown hair. Johnny so long at the fair. Johnny so long at the fair. Sack of blue ribbon to tie up her bonny brown hair. Terry
Callier, who died last month, aged 67, recorded there in 1964 with two bass players, Turba Attenborough and John Tweedle. Another track tomorrow. I was at the World Music Conference, WOMEX, in Thessaloniki last month to present Vartina with their Artist Award. And among the conversations I had with various people was one just after breakfast one morning about Moravian folk song and its importance in Czech music. So I've come back armed with lots of songs which were new to me. This is Magdalena Mučková.
V širém polí hruštíčka, pod ní stojí Anička, pod ní stojí Anička, čeká z vojny Janíček k ní přiletěl, meč mu z pošvy vyletěl. Ej, odbočka pravého, do srdénka věrné. Ona na to nedbala, ranu šátkem vázala, ranu šátkem vázala, ke zdavkám se chystá. A když bylo po zdávkách, kázala si lůžko sklad. Kázala si lůžko sklad. Jaže ona a když bylo na ráno, šla muzika hrát hejno. Šla muzika hejno hrát, šeli andulku z bůh. Janíček jim povídá, netřeba jí świeceła studena.
A folk song from the Moravian countryside, sung there by the Czech singer Magdalena Mučková. Some of you, I know, worship every note that falls from the guitar of Eivind Aarseth, and so a new album from him is a big event. He's one of Norway's most respected guitarists, as well as being one of the most humble musicians you're ever likely to come across, respected across the world. His new album, Dream Logic, is a collaboration with Jan Bang. And maybe you remember the Late Junction session they did for us a few years ago, working with David Rothenberg and the toucans from London Zoo. Well, no toucans here, but some very quiet, thoughtful music in Yukai, or Sea of Trees. Ravel's Cascading Waters in his Jeu d'eau, captured so wonderfully there by Pierre-Laurent Aimard, following the delicate music of Avon Orsett with Yan Bang, two pieces from their new album called Dream Logic. We had Yukai, Sea of Trees, and The Whispering Forest. Why did the cow moo? This traditional Latvian song has the answer. That's the sound of a group from Latvia called Sadzias, which means calling women. And they've researched the dialects and traditions of eastern Latvia from local people who taught them in their own homes and also learnt from archive recordings of music from southern Latvia. And that song translates as, "Why did the cow moo?" And I have to tell you, my Latvian isn't so hot that I can tell you the answer to that one. Now, thanks for all your emails, by the way. I've got a few of them here. This one's from Martin, who says, "I've been a constant listener to Late Junction for 11 years or so, and it still surprises, infuriates, excites me to say it's still my favourite thing in the whole of the UK media." And Martin, thanks for your suggestion about a lute player you heard in Venice. We'll try and get hold of a recording of that for you. Andy writes to say, "Thank you for Late Junction. It took the edge off a rotten day and made the world seem a decent, fascinating place again." And this one's from Tim, who says, "At last I fulfil my intention to write and thank you for such a consistently good programme. I've been a listener since your earliest days when I lived in England. When I moved to France, I couldn't afford the internet, so I had to take a break. But after 3 years, I managed to get a connection, and it was like coming home to a beloved partner. Not that I like everything you play," he says, "but I greatly appreciate being exposed to a wide variety of music, which I listen to without preconceptions. And the programme is a rock in the hostile environment in which I find myself." Thanks very much for that, Tim. And it's always nice to get your comments and your suggestions for music. Do drop us a line to late.junction@bbc.co.uk. Now, Peter Blegvard and Andy Partridge have been working together for nearly 30 years. Their latest collaboration is an album called Gonewards. And if you're lucky enough to have the limited edition box set, you'll have a pack of Loteria, a Mexican game of chance, a bit like bingo, but using images on a deck of cards drawn by Peter. And each object can be found in the song lyrics. There's a set of boards to play the game on as well. But the tracks begin with a wish to reimagine the myth of the blues. And about halfway through this journey, you come to a track called The Cryonic Trombone.
The cryonic trombone is made of solid silver, except the mouthpiece, which is stainless steel. A system of pipes and valves circulates helium gas through it, reducing the internal temperature to 0.6 degrees Kelvin. Before each session, the trombonist dries his lips with a small fan heater. If there's any humidity on them, it will freeze, and separating him from his horn after the gig will require surgery. It's high noon on the equator, a private airfield. Grumbling about the heat, a group of scientists, military personnel, and press barons are gathered to witness a demonstration of the trombone's power. A tall woman in a white smock is describing the apparatus. The trombone is fixed to a Faraday cage, a box lined with tin and supported on air springs taken from tanker lorries to dampen vibrations which might be translated into heat. The cage houses a super-insulated vacuum flask known as a Dewar, after the Scots scientist who pioneered low-temperature studies. Inside the Dewar sits the refrigerator, which is humming gently. The tall woman introduces the trombonist, who strides forward to desultory applause. Wisps of vapor curl from the plumbing around him. The moment has come. The trombonist fills his lungs and meets the mouthpiece in a chaste kiss. Even behind their protective shields, the onlookers feel their body temperatures plummet. A VIP shivers as if touched by a corpse. The trombonist gives his all in a final blast, and the crowd gasps. On the runway, there now stands a cone of frozen atmosphere, its vertex in the bell of the horn, spreading to a height of 3 stories where it begins to dissolve 30 meters away. It will take all day to thaw, despite the heat. The booking agent draws the trombonist into a tent marked private, while the dignitaries wander around the cone, marveling at the exotic bird and insect life, the effects of light and shade, the radio transmissions, and clouds of old propeller wash suspended in it. The heat is forgotten. Their voices are hushed, reverent. Thank you. suddenly their trance is shattered. A disagreement over the trombonist's fee has erupted into violence. The buffet table has been overturned. A pitcher lies in twinkling pieces, broken over the agent's head. The furious musician is being dragged away by guards. The woman in the smock is making soothing sounds as she bandages the agent's wound. Through clenched teeth, he's hissing, "That ungrateful little shit! He'll never work in this town again!" There is no town for 100 miles. The airfield is surrounded by jungle. But in his mind, the agent is already back behind his desk, in his office, with the means at his fingertips to destroy the trombonist's life.
Thank you.
Mercurial Balm is the title of a new album from the duo Food, Thomas Strernan and Ian Ballamy, with the guest Christian Fennes there in the opening track called Nebula, which I thought grew rather well out of Peter Blegvard and Andy Partridge's cryonic trombone. And I've shared actually quite a lot of the journey of Mercurial Balm with Ian and Thomas. I think it works really well if you get a chance to listen to the album right the way through. Stephen Wade is a banjo player who grew up in Chicago and who's devoted his life to researching different banjo traditions in America. Arcade Blues was a 1920s song about a shopping arcade in Nashville, which Stephen visited in 1979, and he described it as seeming haunted by lost souls from half a century before.
Got a good woman, don't never bring her to your town. But a red-headed woman, yes, a red-headed woman, make a gray rabbit love a hound. Make a gray rabbit love a hound. On some railroad track, it'll carry me away, it'll carry me away, but it will not bring me back. It will not bring me back. Yes, a rubber-tied hearse like a great big Cadillac. Carry you over to the graveyard, boys. That man won't bring you back. That man won't bring you back.
Thank you.
the ceiling of our love.
Elizabeth Nigor was the singer there. A song called Soft Room with the band Move, led by composer and pianist Colin Riley, sounding as though it's emerging from the cobwebs of that 1920s Nashville shopping arcade featured in Stephen Wade's Arcade Blues. I'm going to end Late Junction tonight with music by one of the great masters of musique concrète, Bernard Parmigiani, a great piece for turning the lights down and the sound up. It's a piece he wrote in 1977. The title Dedans, Dehors literally means inside, outside, or indoors, outdoors. Lots of watery sounds which become electronically transformed and moving towards crackling sounds chopped up so they sound like fireworks. I hope you can join me again tomorrow night at the same time, 11 o'clock. Till then, good night.
Hello and welcome from me, Jonathan Swain. This is Through the Night here on BBC Radio 3. Music for piano trio for this opening hour or so. It's a concert Trio Wanderer gave in Copenhagen in March 2012. Trio Wanderer's 25th anniversary year. The three French musicians joined forces while at the Paris Conservatoire and went on to study with members of the Beaux-Arts Trio and the Amadeus Quartet. Well, to come from them here, one of Rachmaninoff's elegiac trios. And they set off with Beethoven, his so-called Ghost Piano Trio, a piece that earned its nickname from the dark atmosphere of its central slow movement, in particular from the trills and tremolandos played by the pianist. As so often, the nickname wasn't Beethoven's.
Thank you.